KTBB News Time, 7:53, 50 degrees in Longview. It is 54 degrees right now in Tyler. And a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. It being Friday, of course, it is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Restaurant and Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall, East Texas destinations south of Tyler off of FM 344. Well, as the midterm election year looms, I find myself trying to suss out what it is that has the left and the right at each other's throats, and I think I may have at least partially figured it out. When you render out all the hyperbolic language and the sophomoric name-calling, you begin realizing that the entire social argument of the past 60 years boils down to membership in the middle class. Now, the middle class is an American invention. Prior to this country's establishment, the world consisted of a tiny proportion of any given population that was of noble birth and unimaginably rich, a very slightly larger proportion of a population that was well-to-do by virtue of belonging to what we came to call the merchant class, and then pretty much everybody else. Those in the everybody else cohort lived in grinding, hopeless poverty that was all but inescapable, regardless of talent or effort. It was the success of the American experiment and individual sovereignty that unleashed the creative human forces that placed affluence within the reach of the average guy. Two things are eternally true. First, poverty is the default state of mankind. We're all born naked and penniless. Second, only a vanishingly small percentage of us will ever attain wealth on the scale of a Rockefeller, Carnegie, Gates, Perot, or Musk. But under our system, the middle class is broadly attainable. For this discussion, membership in the middle class means that one has money to meet life's inescapable needs, that is, food, clothing, and shelter, with money left over for life's pleasures, such as entertainment, hobbies, vacation trips, and a comfortable old age. Modern America's first mistake was that it for too long denied the black descendants of 18th and 19th century slaves the same opportunities to enter the middle class that the descendants of the Europeans who migrated here enjoyed. We're still paying for that mistake. That led to the next mistake. We tried to atone via government entitlement programs. For this discussion, let's give liberals who backed the 1960s era war on poverty credit for their good intentions. Their goal was to get minorities caught up quickly, and they believed that temporary welfare payments would provide a leg up. But what's obvious to the discerning eye, yet remains either unlearned or willfully unrecognized on the left, is that dependency on government forecloses access to the middle class. Dependency and affluence are mutually exclusive conditions. Tens of millions of Americans receive billions of dollars in government transfer payments and are nevertheless resentful and unhappy. Our leftist ruling class has mastered the art of leveraging that resentment into votes, advancing one's political ambitions by suffocating animal instinct and native creativity, by convincing able-bodied people that they don't have a chance, is the very pinnacle of cynicism. And until the left comes around, not likely, or those on the bottom rung start figuring out on their own that they're being used, possible, see 2024 election demographic data, our politics will continue to be fraught. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Well, now, if you're not careful, time's going to get away from you and you'll miss out on a real treat for the Christmas season. Tonight or tomorrow night or one night Tuesday through Saturday next week, gather everybody up and head for the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall. Tonight would be especially good given the weather. When you get there, you'll be treated to the gorgeous sight of the gently rolling vineyard all lit up for the holiday season. If you want to get into the Christmas spirit, the lights of Keepersall will do it. And while you're there, you can enjoy a light bite to eat, have a glass of wine from the Keepersall collection, or a handcrafted cocktail from the Keepersall distillery, gather friends and family, celebrate the beauty of the season, and just like that, a Christmas season tradition. The lights of Keepersall, Tuesday through Saturday evenings through New Year's Eve at the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall. So, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. You can learn more at Keepersall.com.